The latest in the long-running Illinois River watershed pollution case, and the state is moving patients from Griffin Memorial Hospital to the new OKC Behavioral Health Campus. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, March 2nd. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma could be one step closer to ending its decades-long court battle with poultry companies over pollution in the Illinois River watershed. Grayson Wheeler reports on a federal court hearing to consider a settlement between the state and one of the defendants.
Federal District Court Judge Gregory Frizzell ordered each of the companies to pay millions of dollars for a 30-year cleanup and a special master to oversee it. Now, the companies and Oklahoma Attorney General Gintner Drummond have reached alternative terms with less money and a 7-year cleanup. But the poultry companies would agree to stop fighting the ruling. In his Tulsa courtroom Friday, Frizzell questioned whether the settlement proposal with George's Inc. would be enough to prevent future effects on the Illinois River and Lake Tenkeller, let alone clean up existing damage. Drummond says the plan, quote, prioritizes finality, certainty, and immediacy. He emphasized the threats, both real and perceived, to Oklahoma contract growers who work with the large corporations, saying some had received contract termination since the judge issued his more stringent cleanup roadmap in December. In Tulsa, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The judge has not issued a decision on whether to approve the settlement with George's. He'll hear justifications for settlements with Tyson, Cobb Van Triss, Cargill, and Peterson Farms this week. The Oklahoma Department of Mental Health is moving patients from an aging facility in Norman to a newly renovated behavioral health campus in Oklahoma City. Sierra Pfeiffer has details.
Griffin Memorial Hospital in Norman has been the largest psychiatric facility in Oklahoma for more than a century. But a hospital campus in southwest Oklahoma City is being renovated to replace it. It's part of the Department of Mental Health's efforts to increase the number of inpatient beds for people with severe mental illness, located in a metro hub. Interim Commissioner Greg Slavonic says the change will benefit the state.
The right location matters. It reduces strain on the emergency rooms, it helps law enforcement, and helps families get efficient care.
Once construction is complete this year, the campus will have 197 beds for people who need inpatient behavioral health care. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Oklahoma conservationists are looking at using drones to get rid of red cedars. Anna Pope reports the cedars act like tinderboxes in wildfires, and they say removing them will only get more expensive.
In Blanchard, a drone hovers over a cedar tree to apply herbicide to kill the plant. Officials from Grass Ag, the Oklahoma company behind the technology, says it's more cost-effective than mechanical removal and a valuable tool in land management. Trey Lamb, executive director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, says his organization likens the woody species to the next Dust Bowl.
We're really facing a risk that if we don't start to tackle it now, the next generation is going to really pay the price, because it's only going to get more expensive, it's only going to do more damage, and it's only going to reduce the economic viability of agriculture in Oklahoma.
It's a multi-state problem, and one state lawmakers want to put more resources toward through the legislature. But that requires money, and it's a tough budget year for Oklahoma. In Blanchard, I'm Anna Pope.
Water is flowing once again in the Bricktown Canal in downtown Oklahoma City. A cleanup of the canal began in late January. City workers drained the mile-long canal and took out dirt and other items. OKC Parks and Rec says skateboards, cell phones, electric scooters, and dozens of goldfish were discovered in the canal. Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.